This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, I saw my ex for the first time, and it was weird. Hi, I'm Joey, and welcome to today's podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
First off, I would like to announce that we just dropped bags, candles, mugs, This Is Love merch, Christmas merch, and so much more. And I don't want to be like that guy that promos a lot because, I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm really not. I just want to let you know because we work so hard on creating these amazing products, and we actually just switched over to softer and nicer material. Not saying that my merch was not soft before, but it is a lot softer now. I pay more for the merch, so it better be goddamn softer. It's honestly really, really comfortable. So we just dropped bags that are going to be like $5, candles that are $10, mugs that are going to be $10, This Is Love merch, which is like a t-shirt, and then a long sleeve. Those are going to be like $20 to $30, and then a Christmas crew neck hoodie that's going to be around $30, and there's so much more. And so we actually just got a new home for all the merch and everything I own. It's called stayu.ca. So if you go to stayu.ca, we actually just dropped it today. We got a new website and we dropped it all today. So as you're listening to this, you are going to have a chance. Well, actually, if you listen to this right when it comes out, you're listening at 11 a.m. At 5 p.m. on Friday, the 9th, November 9th, all the merch just went on sale. So you may still have a chance to get it. All the merch that I create, I make it so it's limited edition because I want people to feel special. Like, they're the only ones in the world that can have this merch and everything like that. All my merch is limited edition, so once it sells out, it's gone forever. And that's the way I do it. So, as some of you guys know, I recently had an event in Florida called Stay U Orlando, and I have these events, and they're called Stay U events, and basically it's a place, I create a space that's in a nice environment for you to feel comfortable in. We talk about anxiety, we talk about depression, we talk about things that make us happy, and it's just, I get a group of people together where you guys can buy tickets, and you can come, and we can have a meal together. I provide you guys with dinner, a pasta dinner, we have coffee, we sit, we chill, we buy some merch, we talk to some people, we just have a nice event. I usually bring in a musical act, and then I bring somebody else in to talk to on a panel, and then I give a little speech at the end. Now, I had a show in Orlando, which is Florida. The only Florida person or YouTuber or social influencer that I know of that I could bring in for this event was Danielle Carolyn. Danielle Carolyn happens to be my ex-girlfriend. She also happens to be my best friend. At one point, we were a little bit of ex-best friends, but we brought it back and because we missed each other a lot. So I firstly brought Danielle. My manager, he was like, well, what influencers do you know? And I was like, all I know is Danielle. And he goes, okay, let's bring her. And I was like, ooh, okay. I didn't think about this. I thought it was going to be weird. Right away, I thought it was going to be weird. But I really, really wanted to see her again. We haven't seen each other since we broke up at that time. It was 9 months. And it was definitely, definitely interesting. But once I heard my manager say that it was an idea that he thought of, then I knew that he was going to be he would go along with it, and he thought it was a good idea. And I just made my feeling of wanting to see her just, I don't know, stronger. And I just felt like I really, really needed to. Now, I want to set a disclaimer. As I'm talking about this, It's a very triggering subject for me. It's very hard to talk about. So if I stutter, if I have gaps when I'm talking or anything like that, it's literally because I have a hard freaking time talking about it. But I want to get this out because I want to share this experience with you guys, because I know there's a lot of people out there that have a hard time being friends with their ex or just dealing with things like this and breakups. And that's why I like sharing my personal experiences to help you guys. So, yeah, seeing my ex for the first time since we broke up, definitely weird. It was so weird. I didn't really think about it until I was going to pick her up at the airport. And it was weirder because it was my event. So I had to pay to like fly her in. I had to pay to like put her up in a hotel and all that stuff. Which was kind of nice, but it's an interesting encounter, especially going from just dating and talking every single day to talking every now and then and still being best friends and everything like that, but then going strictly business. It was definitely interesting. And so our first meeting, like, I get out of the car, and I'm going to be blunt here. I'm not going to hide anything. The first thing I normally do when I see her and I get out of the car at an airport is I would go up to her and I would hug her and I would kiss her. And it was just, that's not something I could do. So I went up to her and I hugged her and I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just throw your bag in the car. It was something that we have never been exposed to, and that's just not how we used to do it. So it was definitely weird for the first time meeting again. And then it was the breaking boundaries. And that sounds bad. That sounds like something bad is going to happen or something wrong is going to happen. But breaking boundaries was in the sense of what was the first touch. There was so much awkward space when we first saw each other again, like sitting down, we wouldn't like touch thighs or, you know, stuff like that. When you sit down beside like somebody you barely know, like that type of thing where you're like, you go to dinner with friends and then you sit beside like that one person that you don't really know. And like you try not to touch them. And there's like that awkward space. I feel like everybody knows what I'm talking about this point. There was that, and that was really weird, and we both didn't like it, and that was the hard part. We both knew that both of us did not like that. We were both uncomfortable in that situation, and then so we just said screw it, and you know, we didn't go ham and just throw our hands over each other, but it was simply like when you're talking to somebody, you give them like a touch on the shoulder and stuff like that, and just acknowledging that they're there and they're human, and we just really didn't want it to be awkward. And it was a tough barrier to break and go through, but we finally did that. And it was just like, then it was awesome. And what we didn't understand what we were preparing for, but I did. I knew that because last Halloween, Danielle and I, we went through like this, like, I don't know, she's a pretty touchy person. She feels a need to always like hug somebody or touch somebody. And that's fine. I'm a person who likes that. I don't like being touched. I'm going to put it out there. I don't like being touched, but I like at certain times, obviously, but I'm not a big touchy guy. So, but I knew that that's how she was. So it was killing her inside. So we broke that boundary really quick. And I just walk up to her and I just gave her a hug at the event. And I was like, thank you so much. Like, I missed you. It's really, really nice to see you. And so that happened. And then we went to, so last October, Halloween, we went to this like scary, like haunted place, and she would like jump and then she would like hold on to me the entire time. So Danielle and I thought it was a good idea because I don't know, we needed something to do. I didn't just want to be awkwardly locked up in like two hotel rooms and then just like, I don't know. That's just very, we all know, okay, I'm not going to explain it. It was just, you know, I wanted to get out of the hotel. So I decided to go to Halloween Horror Nights. It was the last night for Halloween Horror Nights, and I don't know if I like scary stuff. I don't get scared. Like, I literally walk through the house, and I'm like, okay, someone's gonna pop out there, 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 there. And especially if somebody else is scared, which Danielle was, and so I was like kind of like looking out for her. And that's just like the instinct that I have. It's really hard to get rid of. But I knew that she would like, the first house we went through, she was behind me, and I'm like, Danielle, like, literally just don't do this. Like, I'm right here. You can grab onto me. And she didn't for a while, and then she got so spooked, and I was like, I put up my arm, and she grabbed my arm, and then she held my arm in every haunted house. I'm like, that's fine. And a lot of people think this might be like, oh my God, they're getting back together. No. Honestly, we finally became, like official best friends again. Because we just had so much stuff that we had to, I don't know, when you didn't see from somebody, when you don't see somebody after a breakup for so long, there's just so much like tension, and we argued a little bit. Like, honestly, we got in a little bit of a fight, and it's just because we didn't before. Like, I looked at her and I was like, I feel like we should like fight right now, and she's like, me too. And so we, you know, we talked about stuff that we've never talked about in front of each other before or face to face, which was very nice. It was so refreshing. And then once we finally got that out of the way, and going through like Halloween Horror Nights and like, you know, being so scared, it was just, it was not like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall for this person again. It was literally just like, oh my God, I'm so thankful. This is so relieving that all this tension is gone. It was like a weight lifted off of our shoulders, and we can finally just be friends again, because all the stuff that we needed to talk about was gone. The awkward space and the boundaries and that first touch was gone. And it was just, guys, it was so nice and so relaxing. You have no idea. And I don't want to make this whole entire podcast is not about her. I want to be clear on that. This whole entire podcast is about the experience. I want to share this with you, because I think there's a lot of people out there who always think that they have to hate their ex. There's only one ex that I don't talk to anymore, and it's one that cheated on me. Every other ex, I am very good friends with, because I don't believe in, you're okay, you like this person for a reason. So why just get rid of them? Unless they did something wrong. No one's ever done something wrong except for that one person. But unless they didn't do anything wrong. So I literally can't get rid of them because I like them so much, even as a friend. And I think that's something that people are so scared to do. So the next topic I want to talk about is not falling again and knowing what is best for you and the other person. And that's really, really tough. You have to honestly remember the reason why you broke up. You know, Danielle and I were sitting there and we were saying, like, this feels really good. Like, just being comfortable again. And, you know, obviously the thoughts are there of like, oh my God, like, why did we break up? This feels awesome. Like, I like talking to you and everything like that. But then, like, I was like, oh yeah, there's just so many things that of the reasons why we broke up, and we started listing them, and it's just like, and I asked her, I was like, do you think breaking up was the right idea? And she says yes. And I was like, me too. Like, honestly, it sucks, don't get me wrong, but to not have that pressure anymore is really, really nice. And to just be friends, and this isn't even like an intimate thing at all. It's literally just having that pressure of always being there for somebody and always texting and always doing this and always doing that, and just make sure you're not doing anything wrong or to upset that person. It's really nice to just, you know, not have to worry about that and just be friends. And it was really, really nice. And we just kind of discussed that you have to discuss with your ex, like, why did you break up? You know, you really have to sit there and remember the reasons. And because you can sit there and you can get caught up in the honeymoon phase of it all. Don't worry. You can get caught up in that like it's nothing. But once that stops, once that honeymoon phase stops, that's when you truly figure out if you love this person or not. It may not even be love this person or not. It's, do you work together at this time or not? And that's when listing off those things can really, really help you. And knowing the reason why you broke up in the first place is honestly a good tactic and good technique to just remind the other person. And if you and your ex are, say, meeting again like the first time, like we just did, if you guys aren't honest with each other and one person is just being vague about it and both of you are being vague, like, you really just have to be so honest with each other, and you honestly have to say the worst things that come to mind just to be so freaking blunt that nobody gets hurt. Because if you're sitting there and you have expectations and the other person has certain expectations and no one says anything, you're just going to go home and you're going to hate the person. Nothing will be resolved. So get there, say your expectations. Who cares? If you are there, literally, if you're there to, you know, have a fight, if you're there to get back at them, if you're there to be intimate with them, if you're there to just reconnect with them or be friends, literally say your intentions, say your expectations right away. We don't have any time to waste, guys. And it's not childish. It's not disgusting. It's not gross. It's not douchey. It's not anything. It's childish. It's douchey. It's all of that stuff. If you don't share what's on your mind, if you're not honest, you're being a coward. If you're sitting there expecting that that person should do that for you, if you're not doing it for them, then I think that's very cowardly. I think that's stupid. Honestly, I'll call it stupid right now. If you're not sitting there and you're not sharing your emotions right away, then what are you doing? Literally, it's going to hurt. You're going to hurt. You're going to get hurt by everyone and anyone if you don't just be honest and own and be confident in your decisions and your opinions on things. That's what I don't think people understand. The reason why I sound so confident right now is because I'm sharing my own personal thoughts and my own personal experiences. So these are things that I know and that I believe in and that come from my heart. And if you're sharing those with somebody, then you're not going to be wrong. You'll never be in the wrong for saying what you believe in. That's what you believe in. What's in the wrong is that if somebody can't accept that. And I'm not saying that you're going to be right or they're going to be right. It's literally just accepting the fact that other people have different mindsets. A lot of people don't understand, like, oh, yeah, certain people might be in different moods. Yeah, guys might be in a certain mood. Girls might be in a certain mood. You're allowed to be in certain moods. You're allowed to share those moods and you're allowed to express yourself. But be honest and be vocal about it, because it can truly take away all that awkward space and clear up the air. Whatever you want to do, if you have an ex that you've been wanting to see for a while because you miss your best friend, tell them. I swear to God, tell them. It's the best thing in the whole entire world. Like, Danielle and I just texted her today and I was like, I'm so glad we did this. I know it was awkward. I know it was hard at first, but I'm so glad because I finally feel like we are now best friends. And it felt really, really good. And me being vocal about that, she came to be vocal about her mindset and everything like that. And it takes one to get the other one to start. Not both of you are just going to come out and say it. So be that person. Be confident. Be confident in what you like. Be confident in what you feel and everything like that. And share that with the person that you're with. Literally, it's not going to hurt anybody. Your exes. You've already broken each other's hearts. You've already put each other in the worst positions possible. So why not just share your feelings? Seeing your ex is a very, very, very hard thing to do. And I know there's people out there who've been cheated on, who've been dumped, who've been all this stuff. You know, I've been dumped, but I'm never going to mistreat that person. If I've been cheated on, you know what? Great. It made my life so much fucking easier because I don't have to fight for this person and I don't want to fight for this person. And if this person's a cheater, then they're just a low quality person. But I'm not going to be necessarily mad at that person. You know, they did a shitty thing. They did an awful thing, but you know, that's how their life is going to turn out. If they keep doing that, then that's how their life is going to go. And I'm not going to sit here and be mad at that. You know, that sucks for them, but I can do so much better. If you've ever been cheated on, understand that you can do so much better. You have no idea. If you've ever been cheated on and you haven't cheated, you are such a high quality person. Trust me. If you're not doing anything wrong, trust me. So my advice for seeing your ex again is remember that you guys dated. So you have a lot of similar traits. I know a lot of people are probably listening to this and be like, oh, I hate my ex now. I'm not attracted to them. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not this. You know, you don't have to be attracted to them. You know, I'm not necessarily like attracted to all my, I'm not attracted to all my exes. You know, I'm not. And they're not attracted to me. Like, I saw one of them the other day, and then we were talking about, the laws of attraction. And she was like, I'm not attracted to you anymore. And I don't mean to sound rude. And I was like, you know what? I'm not attracted to you either. And that's fine. But we're such good friends because we're vocal and we're honest. And that's what friendship is. Think about it. Think about your best friends. You're most honest with your best friends. So in order to be best friends or really good friends or go back to normal with your ex and not have to date, you literally have to be honest, because that's how you get your best friend back, guys. You have to be honest. You have to be vocal. If you don't like something, and I think being exes makes it even easier because you literally can't hurt them anymore. So you can say, honestly, the rudest of things, not that you want to hurt this person, but you can be like, honestly, I didn't like this. I don't like this. And they'll be like, you're going to get hurt by that. Don't get me wrong. That's going to hurt. But just, I really recommend being honest. It's so much, it saves so much time. It saves so much pain. It saves so much exhaustion. And it's so good. But I don't want anybody hating their ex. If you guys just mutually ended things, I don't want you hating your ex. You guys had similar traits. I hate it when people hate people. You have similar traits. You guys dated for a reason. You fell in love for a reason. So just, you know, keep that reason going of being for the reason to be friends. Like, if you like laughing with this person, don't lose that because you guys stopped dating. You can still laugh with the person. You just can't be intimate with them anymore. And, you know, it's really hard to discuss, and I get that. And it's probably harder to hear because I sound like this cookie cutter person that doesn't have anything wrong with them. I have a lot wrong with me. This was really hard to do for me, but I'm really happy I did it. And I'm really happy I'm all friends with my ex because I don't like losing people. I really don't. I forget people very easily, but the people that I've dated, the people that I've invested time to, and honestly, money, Like, I am so happy to still be friends with them because I don't want to just throw things away. And I don't think you should either. So if you have an ex or if you have a person or even just a friend that you haven't talked to in a while because you guys fell out, why not reconnect and be like, hey, you know what? I may not be sorry for what happened, but I really, really miss you. And just say, can we start off from scratch? Can you literally just clear the slate or clean the slate? I don't know what the expression is. Can you just get rid of it? Throw the slate out, okay? And just be friends. It's such a healthy thing to just clear the table and start over. And whether you need to talk about that, whether you're somebody who needs to talk about that, or you're somebody who just can forget it and go, do it. Whatever works for you. But really, believe me when I say this, the way it works is if you're vocal, the way it works is if you're honest. Trust me, it will not work if you are not honest with your partner of any means, whether that's friendship, whether that's relationship, whether that's mother, whether that's anyone. If you are not honest with anyone, you will never, ever, ever be friends. Honesty is key. It's the best policy, and I will never take that back. Everything I say is from the heart. And that way, you know, whatever you're saying to that person is truthful. And you don't have to remember, oh crap, did I lie about this? Did I do this? It's so much easier to just tell the truth. I grew up a liar. I grew up somebody who lied to my parents all the time because I felt like I wasn't good enough. Little did I know, telling the truth is the strongest thing you can do. And I'm the strongest person now because I tell the truth. So I was really, really happy to see Danielle again and tell her the truth. Tell her that I've missed her, and we're very good friends now. We're like, and I don't want you thinking like, oh my God, they're gonna get back together. Oh my God, they did this, that. No, shut up. Those are not your thoughts. Okay, we're very good friends, and I genuinely mean that. We're good friends now. And if she listens to this, whatever. And I don't mean to. You know, it hurts when your ex calls you a friend, but honestly, it feels so good to just be like, I have my best friend back, and I'm very thankful. And to everyone who came to the Stay You Orlando show and witnessed that, thank you guys. Thank you for believing in me and in my friends. I brought Matt Walden, I brought Danielle, and those are two people that I've both made viral stuff with, and I think that's super, super cool. We're like a trio, and it's really, really sick. And I want to say thank you to all of you who support. And if you guys like this podcast, make sure you give it a like on whatever platform. And follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. So you guys can, DM me or comment on my pictures and just tell me if you're enjoying the podcast. I know you can't necessarily reply to these. So it means a lot if you can just share your opinion in DMs or comments or anything. And, I'm greedy and I want more followers on Instagram. So why not? But also tell me where you're listening to this from. Like if you just found this podcast, is this the first one you're listening to? If this is on like a chart or wherever you found it, please let me know in DMs or in comments or whatever, or tweet me or anything like that. All my ads are Joey Kidney. And if you want any merch, if you want any Christmas merch or any This Is Love merch or bags or candles or mugs or literally anything, any happy hoodies, any happy shirts, go to stayyou.ca. There is a promo code on the website once you go there, stayyou.ca, and get yourself some merch. And while you're DMing me, DM me saying you got yourself some merch, hopefully. And I will talk to you guys very, very soon. So stay you, stay beautiful. And if you have any recommendations for future podcasts, let me know because I'm running out of ideas. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.